Reader's comment. Top capitalist economist says his profession failed Laurel Fogarty, North Wales. The Bank of England's chief economist has blamed the failure of capitalist economic models on ordinary people behaving in a way that was deeply irrational. The top economist said that standard models were built in a time when people behaved rationally, causing the models to blunder time and again, largely failing to predict the 2008 crash and the economic impact of the Brexit vote. However, it is clear that capitalist economists are out of touch with the motivations and needs of the ordinary people on which their models rely. Marxists, including those in the Socialist Party, had long predicted a crash following growth, based on rapidly ballooning debt. We maintained that such growth could not continue indefinitely, even as most capitalist economists and politicians heralded the end of boom and bust economics. Ultimately, their economic models continue to flounder because they cannot grasp or accept the fundamental relationship between labor and capital, or the motivations and actions of ordinary workers. The failure of their models may leave many economists red-faced. But workers pay the real price in the form of falling pay, poor housing, unemployment, cuts to public services and other attacks as recessions worsen. Unplanned and chaotic capitalist economies will remain prone to crises, plunging more workers into poverty. Only a planned economy under the democratic control of ordinary people, where production is geared to meet social need, can ensure that the capitalist cycle of boom and bust comes to an end. A socialist society would mean the working class as a whole claiming the wealth produced by its labor, putting an end to the fragile, mismanaged, and deeply irrational capitalist system.